Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
It wouldn't be fair to compare Fifi, Feb, and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
101.9. This is the Fox.
Yesterday on the show, we opened a conversation that we can't close because there was a lot that happened afterwards, after the show, a lot of conversations that were had. Now, we were talking about bats because there was a bat on a plane that was let loose, and it was a flight from New Delhi to New York, and the plane had to turn around because everyone was freaked out by the bat. So we decided to have bat chat.
It's bat chat. Call 131060.
Now, in bat chat, we were talking about bats, and I just said they're sort of like, I'm confused. I'm not offended by them. I wish them well in life. I have nothing against bats.
I bid you adieu, bats, as they fly over you at night.
They're a tiny bit freaky. It's the whole hanging upside down. It's the wings on a. It's like a rat with wings. There's something about the wings that freak me out.
It's because they're attached. Like as in they're not attached. Of course they're attached, but I mean they're slightly see-through.
Yes.
And they're just a weird, that you know what it is? No feathers.
That might be it.
If they had feathers.
Without.
Like those maybe cats it's just with a bull. No skin. No.
Oh, yeah, those ones.
Just skin
fur.
Cats. Hold on. Siamese cats or whatever they're called.
Are bats bald birds?
Whoa.
It's just they've got ears and stuff like in a cat.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They've just got a little bit like a marsupial. But this one of the comments I was making, I said one of the reasons is because there's the whole vampire thing, the hanging upside down.
Vampires don't exist.
I referred to vampires, and the reaction I got from Fev, who only a year ago on the show believed that unicorns were an actual thing, did lead to this conversation.
Yeah, the vampires hang upside down when they ride in the unicorns. Vampires aren't real, mate.
You told me a year ago that unicorns were real. They were extinct.
Yeah, but they were back in the day. No. Vampires were never in existence.
No.
So you think there's more of a chance of unicorns than
back
vampires?
Back in the day there was. I showed you a photo of the horse with the horn on it.
That
but
was
there was never a vampire.
Exhibit
A. Never a vampire.
That was a Shetland pony with a
vampires
party hat
real,
and
mate.
You know it.
Okay,
we're
going to open the phones for this. We really want you to join this conversation.
What are you playing music
No. It's just unicorn music.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Fev's ready to fire up about unicorns. But here's the thing.
I thought he was going to play a song.
131060, what's more likely to exist, a unicorn or a vampire?
Righto. Everyone have their laugh.
Okay.
Listen.
Yes, here
listen
we go,
in.
Fev.
Turn the dial up. Tens of thousands of years ago. Good start.
Great start.
10? Because you stare at me and you judge how I read because I can't read properly because
I'm
literate.
Not judging
that.
Don't
make fun of me. Don't bully me, man. It's not my fault.
I assume that's how the article's written. You've read it perfectly.
Tens of thousands of years ago, unicorns did, in fact, exist. They were just small. They in real life, they're like a Siberian unicorn, look more like a giant hairy rhino. But they were, in fact, unicorns. And here it is. Bang.
It's a rhinoceros.
It is not a rhinoceros. It's a unicorn.
That is a hairy rhino.
That's not a unicorn's a horse with a horn.
Yeah.
Like guys.
Remember last year.
I don't know how many times I have to try to explain this to you people.
Bats. Yep. Fev, remember
and if you
last
want a prettier
year,
one.
You got a photo. Yeah, that's the one you got out last
yes,
year.
Yes, because that's a unicorn.
Okay, so Fev found a photo of a skeleton that looked like
that's
a horse with a cone on its head.
Yeah.
I would believe that's been
that is
that's
it is an actual cone,
mate.
Somebody just hit that with a cornetto.
Adam Gidwiz, who's the creator of the Unicorn Rescue Society, he used to have to help save them. Now they're extinct, but that's okay.
But you think vampires are definitely
there's
not
no such
real.
Thing as a vampire. No one. If I walked up to a vampire with a stick and stabbed him, he wouldn't incinerate and go into ashes, would they? They don't exist.
I think that's witches.
It was too much in that sentence for me to break down. It was overwhelming.
Do you want me to say it again?
No, because there's a more concerning element in the room that we haven't addressed yet, Fev. Josiah over here He actually believes in vampires.
National Geographic.com, the bloody truth about vampires. 5 years ago, The Guardian, interview with a real-life vampire. They're living in our society in the thousands. There's vampires probably in Melbourne.
Yeah.
There you go. And he said that. And wow.
They go to sleep during the day and then they can only come out in the nighttime. And
that's what
they
happens.
They eat blood and they're cold.
100%.
Do you know what I love?
Go away. You're trying to tell that vampires are real and unicorns aren't.
I don't believe in any of them, but I do think it's more likely a vampire would be real. Somebody sucking somebody's blood more probable than
a unicorn. Who's this bloke, the Unicorn Rescue Society? Maybe they don't want to be rescued.
Oh, okay. Smartasses.
Do you know what my favourite thing about all this is? Because yesterday, when this conversation started, Fev and Josiah were pretty sure about their cases, but I love that you've both gone to encyclopedias overnight.
Research, baby.
Full-blown statements.
I'm done.
13, 10, 60.
I rest my case.
When you were photoed on Mad Monday at Fed Square, did you get the unicorn
that was
costume
in a different
wrong?
Spot.
Now, in our studio, we have Brendan Favola, who legitimately believes that unicorns were a thing thousands of years ago.
Yeah. So tens of thousands of years.
You don't necessarily believe in the mythical creature, the unicorn. No. You believe in the real creature.
They are beautiful, unicorns that get around now with our daughters that they play with.
Oh, aww. Trixie's obsessed with unicorns. Yeah. So, of course, they're real. Now, Josiah, you really strongly believe that vampires are real.
For sure, and they still are. That's the difference. Unicorns were, vampires still are.
So you believe that unicorns were now?
Oh, I jumped. Were like thousands and thousands, but vampires still are.
So you believe that?
You believe in both. Somehow the worst one in this whole set.
Don't laugh at him.
Yeah. How do you not?
Don't laugh at him.
He's a grown man that believes in vampires and unicorns.
Yeah, but unicorns were real.
Bev and I are on the same team now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What a squad.
I find this so humorous. Jordan from Footscray. Hi, Jordan.
Jordo.
Hey.
Jordan. Now, where do you stand on this? I'm asking the question, what's more likely to be real? But maybe I'll reword that. What do you believe in, unicorns or vampires?
Or both or none.
Don't laugh at them.
Four ways to go.
I honestly think that, if anything, a unicorn will be way more likely than a vampire, because we've already got narwhals who've got a horn growing through their head, and we've got rhinoceroses that have an extension of their skull as the horn. So if you think about it, it's more likely that a horse would evolve with a horn than a person would evolve to get their nutrients from blood. Yes, we've got bats that
do it. Exactly, Jordan.
Jordan, firstly, what a great debater. Yeah. You should be in a debating team, because you would win. That is a great
similar.
Argument.
I said similar.
Yes.
I didn't know that. The rhino's horns are an extension of their skull.
Yeah, they're an extension of the skull, didn't
they? So it's just skull with no skin on it.
Yeah, that's why the people in a different country always try to poach them. They shave them off.
Jordan,
and they sell them.
Thank you for that. You really, you know, what I like about it, people might think this is a juvenile conversation, but you brought an element of professionalism and class to that. Thank you, Jordan.
There's a little whack for us there.
Yeah, I know. A lot of pressure on Ryan. Preschool.
There's a little whack from Boxy.
I wasn't. Backhander. I'm sorry. Ryan in Cranbourne. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Ryan.
So my belief would be vampires, as, like, you know, we've had all these videos, we've had all these unknown deaths, like, you know, with all these animals with only two puncture wounds and stuff, and not being able to find out what the true death behind it was. And, the conspiracy is just to the max. So, yeah, believe in vampires strongly.
Right. Ryan, that is...
Good argument.
That's a great argument too. I feel like there are some documentaries getting around with those.
Documentaries? Yeah. Is that the term? Vice has one on, I'm pretty sure it's Vice on vampires. They're in like Poland and Russia and that. They're like a full community of them.
Mate, you're not well.
Josiah.
Not well.
Ryan, that is excellent. Thank you for that feedback. You are very much like Josiah on this one. I didn't know you were a secret vampire person, Josiah.
I've just watched a documentary and I'm just relaying the facts I saw.
How like many Ryan? Documentaries have you watched on vampires?
A couple.
Wow. I'm impressed by the research being done here. Rita from Airport West. Hi, Rita.
I can't click on her call, sorry, at the moment.
Do you role play being a vampire?
Me? I've never sucked any blood but my own.
Really?
What do you mean you're sucking your own blood?
Have you never done that? If you cut yourself, you suck on it?
What? What's wrong with you?
Getting the nutrients?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Taylor Swift, save me.
Use a Band-Aid.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, as we know, around the world, a lot of governments are trying to get behind everybody getting the vaccines. And yesterday we revealed Singapore and China had come up with some pretty catchy jingles. Let's hear Singapore's jingle. Some say la, some say la. Guess who's back? It's Uncle Boa. And me, Rosie. Everybody, it's time to vaccinate. Faster, Ola. No time to waste. But you are easy, confirm safe. Aya, Rosie, come on, be brave. The vaccine is not anyhow wet. And against COVID, it will protect. Singapore, don't wait and see. When I get your shot, steady from BP. I like it. Singapore, great. Don't wait and see. Great.
That was an old, like, 90s Singaporean sitcom character.
Yes.
Who's back.
Yes.
Who could we get?
Well, yesterday I suggested Daryl Summers or Agro.
Oh, yeah. Agro.
Agro.
Alf Stewart.
Yeah. I love Ray Maher, Alf Stewart, but I'm just trying to think. No, I wouldn't. I don't think Alf's is right for iJingle in
Who's
Australia.
Who's the bloke that hosted Amazing?
What do you get Humphrey Dumphrey?
Humphrey Dumphrey.
Humphrey Dumphrey. Humpty Dumpty.
We can do one better.
Humphrey Bear.
We've got Leon Sherger and DJ Shergs, our producer, has
That's him. God.
Humphrey B. Bear, I
Humphrey
think
B. Bear, because he didn't say anything, did
no,
he?
No, he didn't. Now, Leon has come up with another jingle that might be taken up by the Australian, by the government, their advertising bureau.
Yeah, Leon's nailed that.
That was tough to sing.
Really? I liked it. And was that James doing the backup vocals?
That's a bit of James and I.
Oh, it's very good. You're quite a good team, you two. Very
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Oh, well, Wednesdays.
Are you actually playing the Beach Boys?
No, oh, do you want? We could for Oh, Well, Wednesdays.
Would you?
Mate, there's no one in here. Well, no
Amanda,
one can tell us
our boss is out there.
Mate, she's on Tinder. Just look at her. She's swiping right.
Amanda, can we play Beach Boys for Oh, Well, Wednesdays?
No, I've got very in trouble for playing a song earlier.
Okay.
Really? What did you play? What did we
It was your song you played. Amanda said it was no good.
Oh, you didn't like Foo Fighters at 6:40.
Yeah.
101.9 The Fox.
Yes, and our team, not only do we work with a wonderful group of people, I like you all. I think we have an incredible group of people around us.
Say with a straight
face.
Yes,
she likes us.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, and what I love is everyone in this team is optimistic, bright, and one of my favourite things that happens most mornings is everyone in the team gets around the sunrise. There's a lot of sunrise love. I know Fairview hate this, but everybody runs outside, takes photos of the sunrise. We share them on our Fifi Fev and Nick page.
Wasn't great this morning.
I'd say that prep goes into the sunrise viewing and stuff on Instagram than the show.
Yeah, sometimes you look out and everyone's looking at the sunrise. Yeah.
But how could we do a better job than a beautiful sunrise?
Do your job.
Yeah.
And
is
don't
it
worry
better
about
than
the sunrise.
A picturesque sunrise?
So yesterday I went for a walk, and whilst I was walking through a park, I saw there was a bit of overcast, but then the clouds parted and the sun, as it was just setting in the sky, the beams were coming through the dark clouds.
Right,
and
I
grabbed my phone, and you know who's going to love this? My team. They are going to love this photo. So I've taken a pic. And I went, that is a solid, for a group of people that love a sunrise, they're going to really love this sunset. Just a beautiful shot.
Interesting you say that, Boxy, because you talk about sunrises and sunsets, but in the photo, the sun is still in the sky.
Yeah, but it's like
it's not really setting.
It's low.
No.
Well,
even close to the horizon.
It's like in the middle of the sky.
But it was I'm saying this because I didn't get a lot of love. Shout out to Mars, who did appreciate it. He, in fact, thought it was like a screenshot from a movie. That's how good the photo was.
Jeez.
But
pay him?
What about the person that you took the photo? There's a guy on a bike just riding up. You would have been thinking maybe getting papped. Did you see that dude that was there?
I think it's a girl. It's two girls. I'm not going to lie. I was waiting for them to move. Yeah. I'm like, do you have to sit there on your bike? I'm trying to get a perfect photo here.
I don't know where you live, but that grass is lush.
That's a lush grass.
That's beautiful. I would have taken a photo of the grass and said, hey,
you know why the grass
have
looks
a look at that.
You know why the grass looks so good? Because the lunchtime sun rays were hitting us.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Yes, Wednesday in lockdown. And while we're in lockdown, you're always looking for little sparks of joy that give you a bit of a pep up and make you, I guess, less bogged down in the fact that we are still stuck in lockdown. And that is the case in Hamilton. A costumed gorilla, he's back on the loose in regional Victoria. Last lockdown, he brought the smiles to a lot of faces around Hamilton. And he's a mystery primate, refuses to reveal his true identity. He runs through the streets to put a smile on people's faces. He's become such a star. He, in fact, got the attention of Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton. Brett tweeted the other day, when all this is over, I'm going to have a frothy with Hammo, the gorilla. Now,
so no one knows who he is, Boxy?
No. And this is a huge exclusive to the show. We have Hammo the gorilla on the line. Hammo!
Good morning, all.
Oh, good morning, Hammo. Now, you're a breakout star from Lockdown 1.0, and it's great to see you back. When did you realise that your star status was rising? More people recognising you on the street?
Yeah, when people started following me home to figure out who I am.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Does anyone, so they do follow you home? So people would know who in Hamilton who you are, but they probably keep it a secret, yeah?
No, not many people know in Hamilton who I am.
Have you been? I was just going to say, do people try to tackle you to take to get to
your
the
mask
bottom
off?
Of what's under your mask?
Scooby-Doo style?
Yeah, I'm a pretty big gorilla. Be a pretty scary task to tackle me.
Ooh,
hang on.
Ooh,
gotta be challenge. Got to be a local footy player if you're doing all that running.
I'll have a crack. No, I'm only joking, mate. Now, I heard you've been going out to shopping centres and stuff and helping people with their shopping and taking it to their cars.
Yeah, do a bit of that and go around to local businesses and promote them and get the town behind them.
A legend.
It's so good. Yeah. Hammo the gorilla. You've brought so much attention to Hamilton, obviously, but also to give everybody a bit of a smile. Is that where the idea started when you thought you'd be a gorilla?
Yeah, that first lockdown I was at home because my wife just had a baby and I started.
Oh, there's a little hint to the let's go back to the hospital. How old's that baby?
Missouri.
Was this just you wanting to get out of the house, Hammo?
Oh, I did it first just to entertain my own kids, and then the wife said, "Maybe you should go for a run and see if you can entertain some others."
Just get out of the house. Hammo's no help around the house.
What's next for you, mate? Once lockdown finishes, what happens to the gorilla? You hang up your coat?
Yeah. I hang up the suit until the town needs me again.
Oh, I love this. You're like a superhero,
yeah.
Hammo.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
what do you do for a real job?
Oh, I can't say. I'll give away who I am.
Oh, it's really – well, this is great, Hammo. Thanks for coming on the show. This was quite an exclusive. Keep doing the good work. You're like Batman. We spoke to Batman through last lockdown, and then he was on the front page of the Herald Sun having committed an alleged crime. So fingers crossed you –
Be good.
Don't steal any bananas from the local fruit shop.
101.9 The Fox.
Fee, Fev, we've worked together now for 5 and a bit months. Fev's popped his tooth out trying to catch me off guard.
Got him.
Worked together for 5 and a bit months. Yesterday was day 5 of lockdown. Charlie went to daycare. And I thought, I've got a bit of time up my sleeve here. I've got nothing else to prepare for. There's no gigs. All the gigs that I was meant to do this weekend are gone. There's no Gold Coast this week. What can I do? I thought, hold on. I've got all day. I might finally download Call of Duty.
Yes.
What?
I
Have
downloaded.
You got a PlayStation?
No, I've got a PlayStation that's sitting there, and I've got a PC as well. And you can play against.
He's a gamer.
You can play against people. I'm not really a gamer.
You were before.
Before kids.
Before kids,
yeah,
you're a gamer,
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Have you played
video
COD
games
before?
Occasionally? No. Oh, years and years ago. I've got quite shaky hands, so I'm not great.
Yeah.
Let's see our target.
So yesterday I decided to download it, give it a go. Got on there last night. Call of Duty, what's it called? Warzone?
Warzone, yeah.
The multiplayer one.
Yeah.
And they just chuck you in. You're in a team of three, and all of a sudden I'm jumping out of a plane. Never played this game before. I'm with two randoms. No idea. It says pull the parachute. I go, all right. I've pulled it way too early. Everyone else is on the ground fighting. Yeah. I'm doing almost like a hot air balloon ride over the island. Just
bro,
having
that's
a look.
What I do, so I don't die first.
And then I can just hear guys go, "This will be tough, but we've got this." Blue doesn't know what he's doing, so I'm looking around, going, "Where's Blue? I'm going to kill Blue." This will be the easiest kill. I'll get Blue. That'll be my first kill. My teammates will be like, sick. And I'm running around on the ground and I can just hear him go, Blue, what are you doing, Blue? And I looked at the side of the screen.
You're Blue.
My name was Blue. Yeah. It turns out I was Blue. I was so bad.
That's what we say to Marcel.
I deleted the game. It's off the computer.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
The segment where... Oh, it is finished. I just thought it was going to kick in again. This is the segment where we try to figure out why you were given a nickname. Sometimes they're quite difficult. Adrian from Pakenham. Hi, Adrian.
How you going?
Adrian.
Yeah, good, Adrian. What's your nickname?
Nickname Squirt.
Okay. I'm
going to
stay
out.
He's
responsibly taking himself off the microphone.
You're small?
Yeah, that's what I was going to
go Pip Squirt. No, yeah. Pip Squeak, isn't that?
Yeah, but is it your small, Adrian?
I was, yeah. When I was younger, my mum gave me the nickname Squirt because I had a stepbrother named Adrian as well. So, yeah, instead of calling Adrian, they used to call me Squirt, so we both didn't come running.
Oh, and that was because you were a little shorty.
Yeah, but mum still calls me as an
Squirt.
Adult, so it's really embarrassing.
One from one. Could have gone somewhere else, Boxy, but...
I know.
I didn't.
Well
you
done.
You got it right instead.
Yes. Thanks for calling, Squirt. I quite like that. It's a good word. The more I say Squirt, the more I like it. Squirt.
It's a good word.
Squirt. No, if you think about it, it's S-Q-I-R-T.
Marcel.
It's S-Q-I-R-T, but really it could be S-K-W-E-R-T, Squirt.
Everything you just said, I had no idea.
I hope lockdown gets lifted tomorrow because you are going insane.
Are you okay? What do you like?
Squirt.
What do you like?
Squirt.
I just like to break you down that word.
Let her out.
I don't know if it's that oil you just put on in your face.
Yeah. Ian in Point Cook.
Squirt.
Hi, Ian.
Yes, hi. How are you going?
Great.
Hi,
Ian, thank you for calling. We can't wait to hear what your nickname is.
Fairly standard, Norm.
Norm. Ooh.
Are you a bar fly, Ian? Are you always at the bar like Norm from Cheers?
No. Oh.
Is it
anything to do with those Norm ads? Remember those Get Fit Norm?
That's what I tell people, but they don't believe me because I'm very skinny.
Oh, okay. So,
what's your last name, Norm?
Thornley.
Do you look like Norman Gunston?
No. Thankfully not.
Norm.
Whack. Are you like a little garden gnome that sticks out in the front of the... They were called Norms, weren't they?
Gnomes.
Gnomes.
No, I'm not too sure what they were.
A garden Norm. Have you thought it was garden Norm this whole time?
Ian,
it's the
Norm.
Oil.
Norm. Is it like a joke on normal? Like the...
It should be though.
That's the norm. Are you just a plain, Jane sort of dude? Like that's the norm.
That's not it. But I'm not really a plain Jane. No.
Ian,
now
you
we're
might
just
have
insulting
got us.
Him.
Okay, yeah. Ian, why did you get Norm?
Okay, my first job when I was 17 was a storeman, and all the boys at work called me Norman the Storeman.
Oh, yes. Norman the Storeman, I like it.
Now even my mother calls me Norm and family.
Really?
Yeah.
We could have got there.
That's great. Okay, Norm, you've gotten yourself a Zonzo Estate wine pack.
Okay, my partner will be happy about that.
Excellent. See, it pays to have a nickname.
I still can't believe Fev thought they were garden gnomes. This whole time.
Darren in Pasco Vale. Hey, Darren.
Radio. How you doing, Phoebe?
Yeah, very well. Darren, what is your nickname?
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Do you look like John Candy?
Yes, I do.
Yes, bang! I got it. Bang! Is that it? Got it.
Mate, we're
on.
I
love John Candy, Darren.
I rather loved him too.
I know. Well, that was very sad when he passed.
He's a rotten actor now, though.
Yeah. Oh.
Mate, this show's amazing.
Good gear. Yeah,
this is some of the best gear.
There's some good.
Leon's head's about to blow off.
Squirt. Darren. Squirt. Darren, you got yourself a Zonzo Estate wine pack. Thank you, Squirt, Norm,
and
Uncle Buck for all calling this show.
Two from three.
Two from three. We had a good morning. That's a good effort.
You were good, Nick.
Squirt.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Fifi, Feb, and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9. This is the Fox.